Hi there, I'm Tom Schultz, host of Voices of Montana, an issue-oriented newsmaker radio program. It's heard weekdays on 19 radio stations with 28 signals all across our great treasure state. Thank you for clicking on the podcast. Please subscribe, and we'll do our best to keep you connected. We're also on Facebook and on the web at voicesofmontana.com, where I'd love to hear from you. Please contact me at tom@voicesofmontana.com. This podcast is sponsored by Montana's great state parks. Visit fwp.mt.gov.
Searching for adventure that supports local community, boosts the economy, and gets you outside? Get away to one of Montana's 55 state parks. For events, park guidelines, and more, visit fwp.mt.gov/stateparks. See you out there.
All right, it's something that we've been talking about. We have to talk about it. It's very much on our plates, you and I. These are property taxes and the property tax report, property tax task force, learning still how to say that, came out with a lot of recommendations to reform the system and reduce the burden of property taxes on Montanans. What's in there? We've been talking about it an awful lot with, stakeholders, so to speak. Today, it's a pleasure. We'll be welcoming the director of the Montana Department of Revenue. It's Brendan Beatty here to talk about, property tax relief as well. But don't forget the rebate and other things that are going on at the Montana Department of Revenue. Really a pleasure to welcome our first guest here, Brendan Beatty. He is the director of the Montana Department of Revenue, but I think if you ask him, he's just an old Shelby boy. Graduated from Shelby High School and then got a lot of degree from the University of Montana. And good morning, Director Beatty. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Tom. I'm doing well. It was nice to see a little rain out here in eastern Montana yesterday. So I'm in a good mood today. Thank you.
Nice. And you're traveling around as well, doing these town halls about the property tax thing. I think that's a great idea because, man, as much as we can try to understand, property taxes and all this revenue, it still seems to be, a blank slate for me.
Yes, Tom, and thank you. I really appreciate you bringing the property tax town halls to light to the people. To the Department of Revenue, under this administration's leadership for the past 2 years, has been going on the road all across the state to try to help educate the people that actually pay our wages, which are the Montana citizens, about how our tax structure works, and in particular property taxes, because they've been such a headliner lately.
Yeah.
So last year we went out on the road and explained how your assessment notice worked and how some of those property values were arrived at when the Department of Revenue had to, by law, appraise them at 100% of their market value. So this year we're on the road trying to explain a little more about, and we're doing it in partnership with the Montana Association of Counties, to try to explain to the people how property taxes work and what they fund and who's carrying the burden and where those dollars are going. And so we really encourage everyone to come out, ask your questions. We have very qualified people at all of those meetings to answer your questions. And if you've got a specific question about your property, my appraisers from your local area will be there to actually pull your property up on the computer and talk to you about what these taxes and how your valuation worked with your specific property. I encourage everyone to come look.
Are they taking advantage of it? No, are they taking advantage of it? Are you seeing people show up with questions? And how have they been going?
Last year, a lot of them were packed. This year, there's been less attendance. Mm-hmm. Part of it is because it's been harder to get the word out with all the political ads. Oh, you can't get a word in edgewise on the advertisement.
Right. Well, and so I put that up on our Facebook page as well, so folks can know the remaining. This started in late August, as a matter of fact, and you're probably about midway through. Well, not even, maybe about midway through the schedule. Just wrapped up one in Kalispell yesterday at the Hampton Inn. You were in Glasgow and Libby and Polson this week as well. Then just to give the schedule out there, Billings, Butte, Belgrade, Haver, Livingston, and Dillon all next week. Well, actually, no. Let's see. On the 24th, so in a couple of weeks, you'll start that run again. Go to our Facebook page or the Montana Department of Revenue, mtrevenue.gov, for those town halls. I think it's just a great opportunity for people to try and understand this. What prevents us from getting it, Brent? Or what prevents me from getting it, Director? Or do we get it?
Well, it's actually really confusing, and there's a lot of terminology that gets weird, right? So one of the complex things about this is property taxes are really the vast majority of the funding for local governments and schools. And understanding how mill levies work and the local government budget process, and even more difficult to understand is school funding. So all those things are difficult to understand. And I've been at this for 29 years, and I still get educated every day in something I didn't understand as well as I should have. So coming to these meetings and actually sitting down with the people from the state, who my job and my people's job is to value the properties, and then with the local people whose job is to budget and then raise the appropriate amount of money to fund what they were elected to budget. So we really get a really good a combination of the hows and the whys when you come to these. And I would really encourage it.
Yeah. What is the – give us some numbers here. Give us some of the X's and O's about what our revenue comes in, how much of it is property taxes, how much of it is income taxes, and what's the 411 quick sheet on that?
Well, offhand, Tom, I don't have the breakdown on that. And of course, the state of Montana Department of Revenue doesn't collect property taxes, with the exception of the 95 or 101 mills that are often called state mills. And that's kind of a misnomer. The state collects them, but then redistributes every dime under school equalization funding. So my agency, that's the only thing we collect, so to speak, in property taxes, but no dime is kept in property taxes at the state level.
Yeah.
So there's really not an apples to apples comparison there. Now, what we do have in Montana is we are an overall tax burden. I think last I saw, we were in the top 10 for the lowest overall tax burden of the 50 states, meaning income taxes, property taxes, et cetera. We are one of the better ones as far as tax burden goes per citizen.
And that's good news to us as well. Let's talk about, again, those piles of taxes, so to speak. We have property taxes. Again, how much of our government now? You talked about it's schools and it's a lot of local community as well. We're focusing on this, but when you talk about taxes, there's a ton of different taxes that people are collecting as well. People, as we look at property taxes rising in Montana and how we handle that, we're asking questions about our overall tax structure. What would you tell us about our overall tax structure in the state of Montana?
Well, our overall tax structure in the state of Montana, we're behind the curve, honestly. And there's a reason for that, is because most of us that are from here know in 1972, Montana penned its second constitution and basically set up the funding mechanisms for how we operate today. And the 1972 Montana, I was 5 years old. Shelby, Montana didn't look much then like it does now, and nor does really the rest of Montana.
Yeah.
And what people tend to forget is in 1972, there was about 700,000 citizens in Montana, and we were pretty evenly spread border to border. And we were heavy industry, natural resource extractive economy, and a great deal of the property tax burden was carried by the mines, the sawmills, the aluminum plants, the oil fields. And we were really subsidizing a lot of our services with the taxes on those natural resource industries. A lot of those aren't around anymore. And when we get to where we are now, there's 1.1 million Montanans, and the population distribution has been pushed further west. The subsidies, the companies that were underwriting a lot of the property taxes aren't there anymore. And there's a lot more residents demanding services from these local governments and the state. So that's kind of created what has created this property tax issue, is there's more services being demanded and there's less heavy industry and commercial property to cover it.
And in addressing that, You know, I guess there's several ways to address that, you know, big ways or small ways, so to speak. Brendan, Director Brendan Beatty is with us, Montana Department of Revenue. And as we, you know, this property tax task force, we're kind of going to get into that here a little bit and talk more about it. I have encouraged people to go to the government website and download this because it's very readable, very accessible. Why don't you talk about that process and, you know, how... what your sense is of this final report?
Great. Thank you, Tom. The process was fascinating. As I was a member of the task force, as was the division administrator of my property assessment division, Paula Gilbert. We were also made up of, obviously, the chairman of the commission was the budget director, Governor's budget director, Ryan Osmundson. And the commission was made up of a wide variety of Montanans, from everything from legislators, local government officials, school officials, citizens groups. And we broke into a number of different subcommittees and really got deep into this. We had an education funding subcommittee that I was on, and I really got educated in a bunch of stuff I didn't know. We had a local government funding subcommittee. We had a tax fairness committee, and we spent a great deal of time with presentations by people that really understand this stuff, telling us about how things worked and what they saw as issues. And then these subcommittees would report back to the main group after we did the deep dives into each of our topics, and then discuss them as a whole with recommendations. And there were a lot of very good recommendations. Probably the highest profile one, and the only one thus far that the governor has said he is 100% behind, is what they call the homestead, comstead, agstead exemption. And basically what it will do if passed, and none of this is in a bill yet, right? This is all still conceptual.
Yep.
What it will do is it'll lower the tax rate on a primary residence, a commercial property, a small business commercial property, and on residences on farms and ranches, regardless of whether they're owned by an individual or a business entity like a corporation or a LLC. What it does also is then it raises the tax rate on properties that aren't primary residences, residences that aren't primary residences. And that backfills the difference. So there would be a reduction in revenue by just lowering the tax rate on primary residences without backfilling from somewhere, because you still have to put tires on the school bus, and you still have to plow the roads. And, you know, I really like it if I dial 911 that maybe the fire department shows up. So we have to pay for that stuff. And the committee recommended this kind of shift to basically push some of the burden off on better than 20% of the total market value of Montana residences is owned by out-of-staters. And this will actually push that burden higher on to these second homes owned by out-of-staters and remove it from the local businesses and residences. That is the best one I have seen. And it isn't simple, but Tom, I've got this saying that everybody around my shop in the governor's office is tired of hearing from me, and that is, I'm fond of saying it is, never trust any politician that has a one-line solution to property taxes, because a one-line solution is just that. It won't work. So you hear a lot of stuff about that the legislature or the governor or whoever should have just reduced the tax rate on all residences in Montana to make it, quote, revenue neutral. All that would have done without budget cuts in the schools and local governments and everywhere else at the local level, all that would have done is pushed the tax burden onto storefronts, farms, and other commercial and industrial property. That's why just reducing the tax rate on residences is really it's a loser, because all it does is it takes it off my house and puts it on my storefront in Main Street, Montana.
The Property Tax Task Force report, again, very accessible. I encourage you to to grab it. It's on the government's website, mt.gov, I believe it is. And you can go to the Department of Revenue, too, mtrevenue.gov, for more information. Education, local government, tax fairness subcommittees all came up with different proposals on their own, and it's something for you to absorb. The Department of Revenue is doing these town hall meetings, and they began in late August. I think the next one then, the next round will be the 24th of September. It'll start in Great Falls, but they'll have one in Billings there and then go to Butte, Belgrade, and Havre and Livingston. So different crews, but getting out all over. Very much encourage you to take part of those. Director Beatty is with us here. And Brendan, I appreciate the time. I want to go back into a little bit of these property tax increases. It seems like what we've seen here has been something that has come about because of, well, people coming to Montana and raising our home prices in a lot of ways. It's not something you can do something about. But do we feel that wave maybe is lessening, so that these property tax increases that we've seen over the past, let's say, 6 years, 7 or 8 years, may not be as dramatic in the future? How does that affect our discussion here?
It does to some extent, Tom. So the slowdown in people coming and maybe some people leaving will have an impact on values, meaning your property value may not rise as high, but they're still going up. Mm-hmm. And so don't be surprised the next go around when your property value is higher than it was last time in a lot of parts of Montana, especially if you can see a mountain or a trout stream. So the catch is the property taxes are driven by the schools and the local budget's needs. Mm-hmm. And local government is constrained by how much they can raise their taxes short of mill levies that are voted on by the people themselves, what we call voted levies. This is the coolest thing about our system in the United States American system, is we really are in charge as citizens. So if you're concerned about your property taxes or where the money's going, I encourage you to attend your local government meetings, whether it's city council, county commission, school board, and pay attention, because we as citizens are in the driver's seat as to how much we pay. The catch is we also have to make the decisions as to what services we don't want to pay for and that we choose to cut, because as they say, there ain't no free lunch out there, but we get to participate. And I encourage everyone to participate in their representative government, and local control is a neat thing. So that's how you can affect your property taxes, is by being involved and letting your elected representatives know what you want funded and what you don't want to fund.
What do you think will come across the governor's plate? I know he's, as you talked about, the homestead, Comstead, Agstead portion of this is something he supports. But there's a number of proposals in here. Some, are favored by some in the legislature and other groups. Look at that. And are you anticipating some of those things coming across your plate in this next session?
If you look at the bios of everyone running for the legislature that'll commence here the 1st of January, almost 90% of all of the people running or incumbents have property tax reform or reductions on what they say they want to do. We're anticipating a lot of bills, and that's why we're there, is to read them and understand them. There's some competing proposals out there right now. Obviously, if anybody is reading the op-eds, former Governor Schweitzer is talking about the legislature should just cut the residential rate, the cut to make the homeowner neutral. Well, that doesn't work. In the first place, there's a great deal of difference between Bozeman and Winnet as far as tax base goes, and just a flat rate cut across residences will help some county homeowners and then crush businesses elsewhere. There's always going to be the move to tax Northwestern Energy more. And let me tell you, that's a bad idea, because Northwestern Energy by law is allowed to pass its property taxes through to its electric purchasers on their electric bill. So if you want to raise Northwestern Energy's taxes, property taxes, you ultimately pay them when you write your electric bill check every month. So this isn't as simple as a lot of one-liners would have you. The Property Tax Advisory Commission basically figured on the numbers we were running, if on this concept, it had cut residential primary residence property taxes by about 17%, which is a little better than what just cutting everybody's residence to one number. The catch is, of course, if you just cut those to one number, you raise taxes on a commercial property by about 20%, whether it's a $1 million commercial property or a $5 million commercial property. So the storefront hardware store in Plentywood, their property taxes would go up 20%. Or your farmland would go up about 10%, between 9 and 10%. Under the Advisory Commission's recommendation thus far, ag land taxes had remained basically about the same, and commercial property would actually go down just a touch, about 20% actually on commercial. So that's why the PTAX Advisory Commission's more comprehensive look is the better way to go. To not, all you're doing is squeezing a balloon. If the budget is $100, now we're just trying to figure out who pays the $100. If we squeeze it out of the residences, we squeezed it onto your storefront or your employer or the neighbor's farm or what have you. So at the end of the day, at least the Property Tax Advisory Commission is finding some new money, which is these secondary residences owned about 20% of the total market value of residences in the state of Montana will carry a little bit more of the burden. And typically those people don't pay income taxes or what have you because they don't live here year round.
Mm-hmm.
So on a normal day, all of us here listening to this are contributing to Montana's economy one way or the other. And there's tax dollars being generated. The person who's here for 2 weeks isn't making that kind of contribution to the economy or the tax base. And this pushes some more of the tax burden onto that person. But there'll be a great deal of all sorts of proposals out there, some good, some bad. And yeah, our job is to educate the legislature the best we can.
And I appreciate that. And I don't have a ton of time for that. In fact, it's probably going to be 30 seconds. But wherever we're going to end up with taxes, can we get there without politics playing a really negative part in that?
I think it's a political process, Tom. Mm-hmm. So politics will play a positive and a negative role, and that all depends on the citizens' involvement. If the citizens demand of their politicians an honest answer and an honest job, we'll get it, or we vote them out. If we're going to tolerate a dishonest job, then I guess we're our own worst enemy, aren't we?
That's a great way to wrap this up, Director. Thank you for that. I know there's work ahead for all of us. So go to the mtrevenue.gov, Town Halls MT, and take part. And Brendan, thank you so much. We'll be circling back with you, sir. Have a good weekend.
And thank you, Tom. Appreciate it.
Thanks for joining us for the podcast. And join us weekdays live from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. for more Voices of Montana on great radio stations all across our Treasure State.